360 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 328X American State Trials. Time Tuesday. I couldn't tell you, I guess it was between 8 and 9 o'clock. The other one saw him somewhere between 9 and 11 or 11:30. This lady, their witness, says that he was up there between 8 and 9. Why was Frank so anxious to go up there on that floor? Why? It was because he wanted to see this man, Jim Conley, that he thought was going to protect him. Mr. Rosser characterized my suggestion that this man Frank called upon and expected Jim Conley to conceal the crime as a dirty suggestion, and I accept it as absolutely true, and I go a step further and say it was not only dirty, it was infamous. And he would today sit here in this courthouse and see a jury of honest men put a rope around Jim Conley's neck, the man that was brought into it by him. And he didn't mean to bring Jim Conley in unless he had to, and he had to. Jim says the first question he asked him when he saw him down there after this dastardly crime had been committed was, "Have you seen anybody go up?" "Yes," says Jim, "I have seen two girls go up, but I haven't seen but one come down." And then it was that this man saw the absolute necessity of taking Jim into his confidence because he knew that Jim was on the lookout for him, and Starnes and Campbell and Black combined together, and even if you make a composite intellect and add the brilliance of Messrs. Rosser and Arnold to that of these detectives, could never have fitted that piece of mosaic into the situation. It isn't to be done. "Jim, have you seen anybody go up?" "Yes," said Jim. "I see two girls go up, but only one came down. And you told Jim to protect you, and Jim tried to do it, and the suggestion was dirty, and worse than that, it is infamous, to be willing to see Jim Conley hung for a crime that Leo Frank committed. But I'm coming to that after a while. I haven't got to the state's case yet. I'm just cutting away some of the underbrush that you have tried to plant in this forest of gigantic oaks to smother up their growth, but you can't do it. The truth will prevail.